Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Today we got an interesting question. In fact, I'm going to shout out to Jaden. Jaden was on here before. If you haven't watched Jaden's episode, go check his out. He's been doing amazing things in the UK. Actually, he's been on here a few times now. And he'll probably be back on here again. He's also coaching for us. If you want to grab some coaching with Jaden, you can check that out inside the course as well. But he threw out a bunch of ideas for me. He said he was bored on a bus one day and just was like, here's a bunch of things I'd like to hear on the podcast. And the very first idea I thought was a unique idea. He said, what is one trait of John's that BK would want and vice versa? And so before this episode, we're just shitting all over each other. And I was like, John, we should just hit record because I bet we could just rip each other the whole time. But I think there's, you know, probably something I can find in you and something you could find in me that isn't normal. Look, I'll go first. And I said, let's be candid. You were starting to say yours and I want it to be more candid. I want genuine reaction here. But I think for most people, your ego gets in the way a lot. And the more you find success in some little thing, your ego starts to tell you you're the best at it. And so there are times in our relationship where my ego has started chirping and been like, you don't need this fucking John guy. Like, what do you need John for? What's he? Oh, you're going to do this all by yourself. You got it, buddy. And then there are other times where I'm scared shitless out of my mind, right? And so some of those times when it has spoken up, it'll be on a call we're on. And I've done my whole thing and I've just like barfed. I'm very good at like saying way too much, but also saying way too little, I think. And so I'm given everything. And then I'm just like, my ego's like, yeah, John, what are you going to throw in here now? And then you'll fucking blow my mind with shit that I don't even think about. Like it's almost as if we're in two different realities where you look at things through, honestly, like a common sense lens. Where I'm out here in like airy fairy land thinking about all the woo woo behind it all. And you're just like, the fuck are you talking about? And you bring it down to like base levels. I think Elliot does this for me too. Oh, okay. And he'll just ground me and be like, why aren't you thinking about it? Just like it's logically A plus B equals C, you fucking dumbass. And I'll be out here and be like, yeah, but what about R? And let's bring S into the equation. And if you look at Z this way and you have a way of just like bringing it back, first principles probably is a good answer. Okay. And it's the way you look at like offers, the way you look at like, again, it's just common sense. Like you did this at our event in Noosa. You were like, what is the customer thinking right here? Let's not think about how, you know, all this other stuff about your website and where this picture needs to be and what color the add to cart button is. Just where is the person in their journey? And it's so, again, it's so common sense. You like to break things down to the simplest level. And I perhaps maybe like it a little more complex because that's more fun.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting that you say that, because if I was to go and answer this from my perspective, it would be the same thing. And I totally didn't know that you were going to say that, by the way. This is not pre-planned. It would be the same thing, but like, I would like sometimes to be able to think of like problems and solutions to problems and, or tricky things or something like that, in the way that you do. So like you just said, like sometimes my mind's up here in the clouds and it's over here and it's, I don't think my mind often goes there straight away. Like it tends to go down the, like, what's the like straight path of just breaking it down into bits and pieces and going down to like in really simple steps and that sort of thing. And sometimes when you do that, like if you go straight to that, you maybe miss some of the more creative solutions to a problem, which sometimes aren't the right solution because they're just unnecessary. You didn't need to go and come up with a more complex, creative answer to a problem. But sometimes they're the best answer to a problem, right? Sometimes the most obvious answer is not always the best. And there can be some extra benefits if you think about things a little bit differently. And so I certainly over the years, probably more so when we're just talking. I mean, I see you do this sometimes with our students in the program, but even probably just when we're talking, we'll just be talking about whatever, like just day-to-day life, even not necessarily even drop shipping. And yet, just the way that you're looking at things, I'm just like, oh yeah, I never really thought about it that way. That's interesting. And so I think that's probably one of the reasons we still talk to each other. I mean, if you were thought exactly the same way as me, I probably would have got bored of you a while ago, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's definitely, that would be mine. I mean, to me, like it would probably be confusing at times, but to be able to think of two different ways of looking at a problem really easily and being able to choose between those two, that would probably be like a superpower, I think. If you, rather than just getting, you know, it's really easy for us as people to get our minds stuck in like one or two way, like one way of thinking. This is how I think about everything. This is how I think about everything. And like life is not that linear, right? And so being able to, like when you're in business particularly, your job is to solve problems. That's really what you're doing. You're solving your customers' problems. If you solve your suppliers' problems, they're going to love you a lot more. Like, you know, we talked about B2B stuff here recently. If you can help your B2B customers solve their problems, they might have more than one problem you can help them with. And so I think the more open you can be to solving problems, which is all just about how you think about shit, right? Some problems, you know, your competitors might not be able to solve just because they don't think of the solution. And so to me, yeah, being able to look at things in different ways is and there's been times in businesses that we do together where I've looked at one thing one way, you've looked at it completely different, and we've gone with one of those. Whereas it was just me by myself doing the business, I wouldn't have thought about the thing that the way I thought about it wasn't the way that we ended up doing it. You know what I mean? And I think that's, you know, to me, that's great.
Do you beat yourself up for it? Because I'm sitting over here going, sometimes I'm way too in my head and you bring me back. And you kind of slap me up and you're like, stop it. We don't need to think about it as complex as that. It's just step 1, 2, and 3 where I'm like, you know, I'm thinking about step 40.
Yeah.
So do you like beat yourself up that you only think of step 1, 2, and 3 and you wish you thought of 40?
No, I wouldn't say I beat myself up necessarily. No. I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that? You know, like you're kind of like, why didn't I think of that? But I mean, that's just a passing momentary thing for me. It's not something I dwell on. And then, you know, when you're in those conversations enough, I think it does start to rub off a little bit. Like sometimes, you know, I will probably, I think I do think of things more like you from time to time. But sometimes, you know, you're moving so fast day to day, you don't take the time, you don't stop to think about things a lot. So having two brains kind of thinking about a problem, I think picks things up more. Like sometimes I think if I had time to just sit down and have some long thought process about every single decision I have to make, I probably would think of some of the things that you think of, but you can't do that, right? You don't have the you don't generally have the time to do that.
Yeah. I'm not great with analogies, but I was Googling some because I wanted to make sure I got it. So I didn't know if this was a nationwide thing or not. My golf course is on one of these roads. So it's called a rustic road in Wisconsin. So it's like, it's windier. They're meant to have lower speed limits. They're super like in nature. They have to meet a minimum requirement for natural standards. And so like there are rustic roads to get places in Wisconsin. And then there's the highway. And I feel like I don't ever take the highway ever in my mind. I'm always taking the rustic road of like, oh, well, that's kind of pretty if we go over here and this looks like this. And I like the windy roads. And, you know, one day I'm beating myself up about the decision. The next day I'm saying, well, what the heck? We should do it this way. And like, you are always on the freeway. You're always like, no, dumbass, just get in the fucking car. And so like, I actually envy that. And so it's funny that like, you're envying my ability to take the rustic road and saying, well, I sure wish it kind of looks pretty over there. I should take this road every once in a while. And I'm sitting here like, man, it'd be nice to get to A to B in less time than it takes me to get there on this rustic road. But it sure is sometimes beautiful on this road. I don't know. Is that a good analogy? I'm not really good at
that. I think that's a good analogy. But all it's made me do is think about what goes on inside Ben's head. And it's like there's this big old tree and a sleepy guy underneath it and like bunny rabbits hopping past and flowers. And he's on this rustic road. Slow old Ben's taking the wine.
I'm going to show you some pictures. They are beautiful, especially in the fall. But like that's my head.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Definitely, and I wonder if it's more I've been against the norm. My whole life I've been told I'm not normal. And I remember being like a little kid and wondering, what the fuck are we doing in school? Like, this makes zero sense. Why are we here learning the same shit? And I was so far ahead. In first grade, I was teaching the class. Like, she was like, why don't you just teach math? And so I taught math in first grade because it was like, I don't understand why we're here. This stuff is so fucking simple, which led to me just, you know, not giving a shit and not caring and not showing up. And I pushed away from what we were taught for so long that even like, I won't give that the easy answer, which is just 1, 2, 3, just go do the fucking work. I won't give it the time of day in my head because that can't be right. That's what everyone does. I have to come to Ben's crazy solution. So I think it benefits me in some ways, but at other times, you know, it's good to have you slap me up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yep. It's an interesting question to think about.
Yeah. Thank you, Jaden, for putting it in there. If you want some more weird topics, just shoot them over.
No, yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk about it. Jaden has a bunch in here. I'm not even sure like where to start. Some of these are like personal questions. Some things are more, you know, business questions, but he's, man, he must have given me 30 ideas in here. So shout out to Jaden once again. If you're from the UK and you're looking for some guidance, wondering whether dropshipping's right for you in the UK or whether you need, God forbid, some UK-specific course. I know there's some bloke out there kind of creepy in his ads, if I'm honest with you. Reach out to Jaden. Jaden would love to talk to you. He's in our Facebook groups. If you don't know where that is, Dropship Tribe on Facebook, just search that. You'll find us. We're the biggest high-ticket dropshipping group on Facebook for sure. Or if you're in our course, reach out to him in Slack. And he's a coach for us as well. So if you want to book a call with Jaden and you're in our course, check him out. Jaden's a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, and if you just want to chat to him about whether dropshipping's right for you or joining Dropship Breakthrough is right for you, because he's a student of ours as well. He started with us. You can just go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/Jaden, J-A-Y-D-E-N, and you can book a call with him to have a chat about whether it's right for you.
Nice. He's killing it in the UK. Like, that's another area. You know, I know we're sitting in Australia right now, and UK seems a little simpler too. Like, I don't.
UK's like Australia.
Everybody wants to be in America. Yeah. We get all these businesses, and we're friendly to outside business. So there's everyone. It's not everything is a what do they call it? Red ocean or blue? Like, you're going to find more blue oceans in smaller countries in places where it's slightly less developed. I'm not going to say the UK is behind. I'm not going to even say Europe behind here. It's just. There just isn't a lot of sophisticated marketers. Clearly here, definitely on the SEO side. And we found the same thing in the UK. There's some competition, sure, but man, there's a lot of opportunity there. So I'm one of those people, you know, I think we looked at it this morning. 20% of people are in Australia and like 10% are in the UK listening to this show. If that's you, if you're on YouTube, if you're on Spotify, raise your hand. I'd love to talk to you myself too. Get to it, man. There's so much opportunity out there. It's crazy.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode 1. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too. So we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.